B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. We're going to start the Mishnah 5 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Bireich Birchas HaPesach. When a person eats the Korban Pesach, he has to make a bracha. What bracha does he make? Rashi says, Al Achilas Psachim. Rashbam says it's Lechoil HaPesach. And this may have to do with the Sugya on Daf Zayin, but it's not our topic. Now, you make a bracha for Pesach. When you eat a korban, a regular korban, shlomim or any other korban, you make a bracha according to Rashi, al achilas shlomim, according to Rashbam, lechoil hazevach. So the Mishnah says if you made a bracha on korban Pesach, potar eschel zevach, then the chagigas yudalad, the chagiga that was shechted on the 14th, that's also eaten in the night, in order that you should eat, you shouldn't be starving when you eat the kazayis of the korban Pesach. It should be eaten ala soiva, and therefore you have to eat chagigas yudalad before it. If you already made, in the event that you made the bracha on the korban Pesach, you do not need to make a bracha also on the chagigas yudalad. Bireich eschel zevach, if you made the bracha on the chagigas yudalad, loy potar eschel Pesach, it does not patter you from making another bracha on the korban Pesach. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says, Loi zu poiteres zu, veloi zu poiteres zu. They each two independent korbonis, two independent mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to eat chagigas yudalad, there's a mitzvah to eat korban Pesach, and they each have their own independent bracha. Says the Gemara, Kishatim tzeloimar, if you look into it, you'll notice, or it will become apparent, that Ladivir Rabbi Shmuel, that means, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said something very interesting. Rabbi Shmuel said that Pesach patters Zevach. That means there's something that Pesach has in common with Zevach, and so to speak, when you've taken care of the Pesach, then it's as if you've also taken care of the Zevach. That means there's something Pesach-dik that when done to the regular korban, regular shlomim, then it's all okay. But when you shech but the zevach loy potar as a pesach, that means that this, if you do something zevachdik, if you do something shlomimdik to the korban pesach, it won't work. And therefore, when you make a bracha on zevach, you haven't incorporated the korban pesach. What would that be? What would be a pesachdik aspect that is kosher by a zevach, by a regular shlomim, but a shlomimdik aspect would not work for a korban pesach? What would that be? The Gemara says as follows: Ladivir Rabbi Shmuel zrika bichlal shvicha. We know, and this is learnt out from Psukim, and we've seen it previously, that Korban Pesach, the blood has to be thrown onto the Mizbeach. However, Korban Pesach is b'shficha. It has to be poured slowly in order to make sure that the blood reaches the Yesoid, the base of the Mizbeach. However, a regular Zevach, it can be thrown onto the Mizbeach, onto the wall of the Mizbeach, and Rashi explains that they were not so concerned if the blood actually falls onto the Yesoid or not. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika Bechlal Shficha, Veloy Shficha Bechlal Zrika. What does it mean, Zrika Bechlal Shficha? It means that when you need to do Zrika, which is a regular Zevach, you need to do Zrika, if you do Shficha, which is a Korban Pesach Diga Halacha. Korban Pesach needs, the Halacha of Korban Pesach is to do Shficha, is to pour. But since pouring, if you pour on a regular Korban, a regular Shlomim, it's kosher, it's okay. So since pouring is okay for, which is a Pesach Diga Din, is okay for a Zevach, therefore, the Pesach includes Zevach. And therefore, and that's what it means, Zrika is Bechlal Shficha. When you do Shficha, it also includes a korban that needs Zrika, which is the Zevach, and therefore Pesach Poiter es HaZevach. V'loi Shficha Bechlal Zrika. However, Shficha is not included in Zrika. And that means that when you throw, in the case that you needed to pour, throwing would not be sufficient. And since throwing is not sufficient where you need to pour, then that means that Shficha is not included in Zrika. Because when you throw, you haven't been Yotza Shvicha. And Korban Pesach that you throw the blood, you won't be Yotza. And therefore, Zevach, which you shecht, if you make a bracha on a Zevach, it does not patter the Korban Pesach. Because the Zevach, which is a Zrika Degadin, is not something that would work for a Korban Pesach. It's totally independent. That's a contra Bishmoel. Le divrei Rebbe Akiva, contra Rebbe Akiva, lo shvicha bechlal zrika, ve lo zrika bechlal shvicha. Then shvicha, zrika is zrika. Not like Rebbe Shmuel says that if you do shvicha on a regular zevach where you need zrika, that it's okay. He says no. You do shvicha where you need shvicha and zrika where you need zrika, and both korbonis are totally independent of each other, and therefore Rebbe Akiva now Mishnah says that you make an independent bracha on both korbonis. Kufchafalef Amud Beis says the Gemara, Reb Simloi ikle lepidin aben. This is just another example of two brachas that coincide, similar to what we saw in the Mishnah, that Reb Simloi, he was by a pidin aben, bo mine. They asked him as follows, pshita al pidin aben, that for the bracha of pidin aben itself, you make the bracha, asher kichonu b'mitzoyso v'tzivonu al pidyoin haben. Who makes that bracha? Avi haben mevorich, the father of this boy who's being redeemed by the Kohen, the firstborn boy that's being redeemed by the Kohen. The father makes the bracha of pidyon haben. It's his mitzvah to redeem his son. Baruch shecheyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. The bracha of shecheyonu, who makes that bracha? Kohen mevorich, does the Kohen who's redeeming the son, he make the bracha? Or Avi Aben Mevorich, or does the father of the child make the bracha? What would that depend on? Kohen Mevorich to Kamoti Hanor LeYodei. The Kohen is receiving 5 silver coins, and with that he's redeeming, the father is redeeming the Kedusha of his son from the Kohen. And since the Kohen is the one that's getting the benefit of the silver coins, maybe he has to make the bracha of Shecheyanu. Or maybe not. Avi Aben Mevorich to Ka'ovid Mitzvah. The father of the son is doing a mitzvah. You make a shechiyonu on the mitzvah. Loi have a biyodei. Reb Simloi didn't know how to answer this question. Asa shoil b'midrash. He came to the Beis Medrash and he asked, what's the halacha? Omrule, they told him, avi ben mevorich shtayim, is the father of the boy that makes the bracha. He makes both brachas. Also asher kichonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu al pidyon haben, and also the shechiyonu. V'hilchas ad halacha is, avi ben mevorich shtayim, it's the father who makes the both brachas. Hadron aloch arvi psochim, baruch Hashem, and b'siyata d'shmai, we finished learning perek arvi psochim. Imirut Hashem, we're going to do chazorah of perek arvi psochim. Uslik aloch meseches psochim, and b'siyata d'shmai, we finished the entire meseches psochim. And b'siyata d'shmai, we'll do chazorah of meseches psochim. And imirut Hashem, the next mesechta in Shas, in the Dafayomi cycle, is meseches shkolim.